Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man John Basiliga and his great companies like Basiliga Hospitality. Well, the weekend is on us, and I know what I'll be doing. I'll be enjoying these properties that John has put together lovingly. The Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township, the Far Street Tavern, the Great Trips Park section of West Scranton, the Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. All fabulous, beautiful, clean, great food, great service. Fine dining, you got the best in the area. Aterra 519 for a modern take, downtown Scranton. And the Stegmeyer Mansion, downtown Wilkes-Barre, South Franklin Street. Awesome. Sergey's will be hopping. It was last night, and it will be the whole weekend. The nightclub. John Hollenbach. He was 86 when we lost him October 6th. He was from Greenfield Township, Newton Lake. He was a resident of the Gino Murley Center at the time. Preceded in death by his wife, the former Nancy Tryon Hollenbach, who passed back in 2019. John Hollenbach was born in Carbondale, member of Our Lady of Rosary Parish, Carbondale, graduate of the great Benjamin Franklin High School in that city. During high school, he had fond memories of working as an usher at the Irving Movie Theater in that city. After high school, John worked at Sikorsky Aircraft in Connecticut before enlisting in the United States Navy, serving as storekeeper aboard the USS Des Moines with the 6th Fleet based in Villefranche, France. 3 years. He took part in the 1958 Beirut crisis in Lebanon in Operation Blue Bat and was cited for his great work on that ship. He then served aboard the USS Boston for 8 months until his discharge from the Navy. National Defense Medal, Good Conduct Medal, Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal. He moved to Nutley, New Jersey after service and became a member of the Navy Reserves. He uses GI benefits for technical licensing and certifications. While he was in New Jersey, he was employed as a security guard for Wells Fargo, traffic manager of Bellmark Corporation in Bloomfield, and later operated a catering business in Passaic. In 1968, he married the love of his life, Nancy Tryon, at St. Rose Church, Carbondale. He and his wife, Nancy, moved back to Carbondale in 1993, building a home at Newton Lake. He worked at Lackawanna County Health Care Center in Peckville, involved in things like the Shade Tree Commission. He helped raise money for the first infrared thermal imaging camera for the Carbondale Fire Department. He's survived by his son, Patrick, two grandchildren, and many other family members. John Hollenbach. Bob Evans, North Wales. He died October 4th. He was 95. Born in Kingston. The loving husband of June White Evans for more than 57 years until she passed away in 2013. He formerly resided in Lansdowne, PA as well. Kingston High School graduate, Westchester University. He worked various jobs, counselor at Camp Half Moon, line service technician at 44th Airport, and served active duty in the U.S. Army and the Army Reserves. He moved to Upper Darby, PA, working with Bell Telephone as a lineman, deskman. In retirement, he worked as a bus driver for Friends Central and North Penn School Districts. He had a great sense of humor, loved to make folks smile and laugh by telling stories, telling a joke, or singing a song. He was preceded in passing by his wife, June, survived by three children and adopted grandchildren. Robert Bob Evans. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our friend John Basiliga and his great companies like Basiliga Hospitality, which we've got to think of as we go to the weekend. Three great bar restaurants. Love them all. Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. Far Street Tavern in the Trips Park section of West Scranton. Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. They're all beautiful, top-shelf food, great drinks, great people. And then when you want to go for something a little more, fine dining, at its best. There's a modern take. Top shelf, your jaw will drop when you walk into a Terra 519. Downtown Scranton. Outstanding. And then the Stegmeyer Mansion. Downtown Wilkes-Barre, South Franklin Street. Wow. Want a little nightlife? Hey, even an old fogey like me can enjoy it, and I do quite often. Sergei's, the nightclub. Now check out a movie. Scranton Art House. Best place to watch a movie. Reader's Choice. Alexander Pulowski. He died October 13th. He was from Wyoming. He was 85 years old. Born in Scranton, a graduate of Scranton Central High School, class of 58. He was a Navy veteran serving aboard the USS Decatur, attaining the rank of gunner's mate, third class. Upon honorable discharge, he returned to Northeast PA, was employed for many years at Haddon Craftsman in Scranton. Al was a quiet, kind, and considerate man who loved his family and was proud of his service in the U.S. Navy. Surviving are his wife of 42 years, Marion Duddy Pulowski, his daughter, Sarah, his stepson, Thomas, and many other family members. Alexander Pulowski. Thomas Bailey. He passed away at age 77 October 6th at the family home in Scott Township. He's survived by his wife of 58 years, Christine Penn Bailey, his son Brian, his daughter Stephanie, his grandchildren, and many other family members. Tom graduated in 1966 from the great Scranton Technical High School, then served in the 1003rd General Supply Company of the Army Reserves. He started his career with the Scranton Times, working there for over 44 years. After retiring, he worked as a laboratory courier for Geisinger. Family says the folks may recall our father's smile and genuine concern for others, connecting with people along his route. Always wearing his NASCAR gear, enjoyed coffee at D&D, and always had pizza on Fridays. One of his favorite things was treating family to Sunday dinners out, which meant everything to him. Thomas Bailey. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. If you go to the Bloomsburg American Legion, you'll see a stone out front, and it says, "What is a veteran?" And I'll supplement what it says. A veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, peacetime or wartime, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount of up to and including his or her life. That is honor. Our veterans this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by John Basiliga. We're featuring one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality, because it's the weekend. And they are the greatest places to be. Not only the marketplace at Steamtown tomorrow during the day. Follow up with tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday afternoon, the Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township, the Queen City Tavern in downtown Oliphant, and the Far Street Tavern in the Great Trips Park section of West Scranton. Fine dining, yeah, we got that too. The best anywhere. Aterra 519 for a modern take. The Stegmeyer Mansion for an historic take on fine dining. Sergey's Live. It'll be hopping. It was last night. It'll be tonight and tomorrow. The nightclub right underneath Aterra 519. The perfect 1-2 punch for your weekend. Raymond Welgosh. He was 83. He was from Ashley. We lost him October 13th. He was born in Wilkes-Barre, a member of the graduating class of Wilkes-Barre Township High School, 1960. He was employed as by UPS as a tractor-trailer driver for 33 years until his retirement. He was also proud to serve all of us in the National Guard. He was a devoted husband, loving father, and number one poppy to his 6 grandchildren. He survived by his beloved wife of 61 years, the former Barbara Sobloski Welgosh, his son, daughters, and those 6 grandchildren, and many other family members. Raymond Welgosh. Warren Nelson had a long career in law enforcement, born in Brooklyn, New York, back in 1944. He died October 8th in Berwick. He resided in Millville for 33 years. He was a veteran serving in South Korea, 64 to 66, as an MP with the 728th MP Battalion after his tour. He returned to Copiague, New York, to propose to his high school sweetheart, Rosella Sweeney. They married in 1967. He got an associate's degree from SUNY Farmingdale and became a member of the Nassau County Police Department. His family adored him and his stories. They moved to St. James, New York in 77. But then Rosella and he settled into a farmette in Millville because living in the country was his dream. They had horses and a goat. Warren returned to his career as a cop after his son reminded him that painting his garden tools was not a full-time job. He worked in Catawissa, then Benton, where he became police chief, retiring finally in 2006. He enjoyed a perfect Guinness, old westerns, gardening, soccer, and trying new places for dinner with his daughter, Colleen. Warren was preceded in death by his wife, Rosella, his grandson, tragically, Matthew Liam, his best friend, Jim Cosgrove. But he survived by his children, his siblings. Warren was always down for a joke, a prank, or a story. He was known for his fairness. And Warren was the best father, says his family. Warren Nelson. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by our man John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.